You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Balls, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here on today's show. This is the Christmas Eve episode. I hope everybody's having a great holiday. If you're traveling, be safe out there. Hope everybody enjoys the next few days. Hope you're able to get some time with family and just enjoy the next few days. On today's episode, I wanted to bring back an interview I had just before the start of the season with Ashley Smith. Ashley is the Assistant Athletics Director for Player Relations and Development at the University of Tennessee and has done a lot of work behind the scenes with the football program, with the V-Flight program. So what she had to say about that, the work that they do behind the scenes, and also the relationship she and her brother, Trey Smith, have with the University of Tennessee. I think you'll enjoy the conversation. So that'll be over the next couple of segments, and I'll get to some notes in the final segment of today's show, including Tennessee's win over USC Upstate in basketball on Wednesday night. So Tennessee now is getting ready for SEC play next week against Missouri. Tennessee is 6-0 now, heading into SEC play next week. So we'll get to all of that here today on Locked On Vols. The show is here daily. I won't have an episode tomorrow. Again, I hope everybody has a great Christmas and a great holiday. And I will be back next week covering all that's going on with Tennessee, as there will continue to be a lot of off-season conversation with Tennessee's football program. Starting out today's show, I want to bring you the conversation I had before the start of the football season with Ashley Smith.
Hey, Ashley, if you want to just start off kind of describing what your role is, especially since your promotion earlier this summer, but your role within the football program and athletic department.
Yeah, so I'm the Assistant Athletics Director for Player Relations and Development. And so my role is kind of have some dual roles within it, but I'm responsible for helping our current student athletes prepare for life beyond the field. So at some point our guys are either going to play in the NFL or they'll have an opportunity to obtain a career path that's outside of playing the league. And so I get the chance to really help them, get them exposed to some different, just programs and initiatives that will help them determine what's next. And then also get a chance to work with our former players, which that's been great. You know, we've recently launched a VFL mentorship program where we've paired every junior and senior with a former player. So that way it just kind of helps to establish a sense of brotherhood, but also can give them mentors and resources that will help them prepare for life beyond the game as well. And then I'm also a member of our expanded senior staff. So in that role, I serve on our IDEA Council, which stands for, inclusion, diversity, equity, and athletics. And so with that role, get a chance to just help our athletics department be more strategic in providing opportunities for minorities, but also establishing just an inclusive culture at Tennessee.
So your calendar is pretty clear most often, right? Is that what it sounds like?
You know what? It's, Josh, it consists of me checking my calendar in the morning as well as in the night and during the day. It's pretty crazy, but I'd rather be busy than bored. And I'm someone who, as crazy as it may sound, I thrive off of organized chaos. So, it works out.
Well, tell me about V-Flight. That's one reason I wanted to call you up and talk to you this week is UT announced that plan and the program that you're behind earlier this week. Tell me about V-Flight, the idea, and what it'll do for UT student athletes.
Yeah, so as you know, we launched V-Flight on Monday, and we're all just really excited about it. Prior to me getting here and kind of having some conversations with Coach Pruitt during my interview process, he really emphasized to me the importance of having some type of program in place that would help our players just prepare for life beyond the game of football, have a program that would enable them to be positive role models and make a positive impact on both our campus, the community, as well as within their families. And so, just started brainstorming and, pitched to him an idea that I had. And then, I got the role. In the past, people have always heard, the Vol for Life program, and there have been different individuals who oversaw the Vol for Life program before I got here. But I really just felt like the program needed something different and something that just needed a new brand and a way to just put it out there in a different manner. And so when I got on board, I spoke with our creative team and just asked them, you know, what have they been working on, and found that, you know, when Dr. Mickey Allen was here, who was previously in my role and is now the athletics director for TSU, Tennessee State University, I saw that they were working with a name, V-Flight. And I said, huh, that's interesting because it encompasses VFL, which that's our commitment to our players that they're Vols for life. So whether they're on this campus or elsewhere, we're going to help them prepare, and we, you know, care about them and want to see them do well. And so I said, huh, V-Flight is catchy. Let's roll with it. I felt it was a great way to honor Dr. Allen, who came up with the name along with T. Martin as well. And so we're really excited. And basically, V-Flight will give our players an opportunity to grow in some different areas. So personal enhancement and leadership development, community outreach, as well as career and professional development.
Talking to Ashley Smith, assistant AD with University of Tennessee, what has been the reaction, I guess, from some of the players? And just, you know, as you've been in this role the last couple of years with just player development off the field, what has that been like, kind of seeing how they've interacted, the feedback they've given you as you've worked to put this together?
Yeah, so I think, you know, when I came over to football, I guess in July, they were really excited to have me here after, you know, having worked in the Thornton Center and got a great amount of experience as it relates to student athlete development. And so then coming here and then now, you know, sharing with them this vision that I have for a program that will do nothing but help them, they're really excited. It's been a combination of current players, former players. I've had, you know, friends in the NFL who saw that we launched V-Flight on Monday. There's been a lot of excitement. And I think the players are excited the fact that we have a program in place that is geared towards helping them to be successful, whether they're going to play in the NFL or not. I'm a program that's going to give them opportunities to get involved in campus, get involved within the community, as well as give them some exposure. You know, something that we're looking to do is to take them on career tours and have some networking nights and different things that will help them for what's next.
Do you find that players pay attention more to what's going on off the field? I mean, obviously right now there are a lot of topics going on from the march this past weekend. It's COVID year, so players have not been shy about saying, hey, wear a mask so I can play. What does that tell you about players and what they're paying attention to, how they're interacting away from the sport of football?
I think that players are very aware. As you mentioned, they definitely are keeping in mind and paying attention to what's going on outside of their sport. You know, a lot of guys are talking about things going on in the NBA, the NFL, and just within the world at large. But I think our players also recognize that they have a platform. Being University of Tennessee football student athletes, people care about what they say, people care what they do. And so I think they're becoming more in tune with, okay, let me use my platform to implement positive change.
We'll continue the conversation right here on Locked On Vols. Coming up, Ashley Smith talks about her brother, Trey Smith, and what he had gone through off the field to be able to play for Tennessee, and also her connection to the University of Tennessee and what she learned from Pat Summitt. That's coming up next here on Locked On Vols. Today's show is presented by Coors Light. It is the perfect beer to add to your sporting event, whatever you're watching. We have bowl games going on, more pro football coming up over the weekend, and basketball is underway, college basketball. The NBA has started up. How about grabbing an ice-cold Coors Light to sit down and just enjoy the sporting event that you are watching? Coors Light can help you with that. Coors Light, it comes from Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado. And with Coors Light, it's cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. I think it's made to join you on your journey to sit back and enjoy sports, or just sit back and relax. As the holidays are here, we're looking for probably a little bit of time to unwind, maybe some time with family, whatever you might be doing. Coors Light can go with it. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is perfect for a moment to unwind. And if you've been on the go, slow down and enjoy yourself with an ice-cold Coors Light. When it's time to hit reset, it's time to grab the beer that is made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door at get.coorslight.com. That's get.coorslight.com. And remember to celebrate responsibly.
And as we do have sporting events going on throughout the weekend, and we're just we're full speed ahead here with everything going on in football and basketball and other sports will be starting up. BetOnline.ag is available for you if you are ready to have a little taste of what's going on with football. College football is already underway with bowl season. We have big matchups coming up over the next several days. Then you have the playoff. If you feel like you know what's going to happen, go to betonline.ag. It's a great place. They have you covered and the place to trust here from Locked On. And betonline.ag has a great opportunity for you. You can sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. With NFL games going on this weekend, college football games still going on all the time right now, don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Go to betonline.ag and don't forget to use promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Your brother, of course, is Trey Smith, and he's one of the most recognizable players on the team in the SEC. But his story has not just been about football. What have you thought, especially this past Saturday when he was helping lead the march and speaking? What have you thought seeing Trey and his teammates as well and what they've done and how they've carried that message?
I think I was very proud of our players. You know, obviously there are a lot of mixed reviews and feelings with kind of where our country and our state is. And, you know, it's interesting with social media. I'll watch my brother, one of our football student athletes, put up a tweet and people are just pouncing on them. And so I think it takes a lot of courage to be able just to speak up and express how you feel. And I thought that the March Saturday was beautiful and I was really proud of my brother and, you know, the other student athletes that organized that, because it was a peaceful protest, you know, and you saw people of all races and ethnicities come together and spread love, not hate. And I think that if our country can get to a place where we can focus on coming together versus tearing down one another or even making this whole deal of what's going on a white versus black thing, I think it could really just move us forward as a country. But I was proud of my brother. You know, our mom passed away 5 years ago. I think she would have been really proud of him too, for just, you know, standing up for what he believes in, even if some people disagree, and ultimately bringing together people of so many different backgrounds.
Yeah, and was going to ask you about that as well, because you guys are, you and Trey, you're kind of in similar paths, aren't you? In that I looked up your bio and I see a quote from Philip Fulmer praising your leadership, and I would think that would obviously come up with Trey as well. So I'm sure that that goes both ways, what he's seeing from you and what you see from him in terms of the leadership and the message you're trying to spread.
I think so. I think it definitely starts with our parents. You know, Trey and I were fortunate to grow up in a two-parent household where our parents instilled great values in us and also just really inspired us to go off and be better. And so, and just to make a positive impact on the places where, you know, our feet touch. And so I think too, Trey and I, we do feed off of each other. I think it's been awesome to watch him and how he's handled, you know, just the challenges he's face as it relates to the blood clots. And then at one point, you know, we didn't think that he was going to be able to play football again, and then to come back and have the season that he had. And I think as well, he's seen me, you know, just kind of continue to go on this path of just a great career in athletics and being able to help people. So yeah, I would say that we definitely feed off of each other as it relates to our paths.
Sure. One more thing there. You mentioned the blood clots and what was going on over the last couple of years. What were those conversations like? One, not knowing, two, the decisions that you guys made for him to obviously be able to get back out there and play.
You know, Josh, they were very difficult. I think when, you know, Trey made his decision to come to Tennessee and to play college football in general, none of us, you know, my dad, my brother and I, none of us thought that you know, facing blood clots would be a hurdle that Trey would have to jump over. But the conversations were a lot of just trusting God. You know, we are people of faith, and we believe that things happen for a reason, but that ultimately God is in control. And so he could either have fear or faith. And so we chose to walk about this path, grabbing hold of faith, and the Lord blessed Trey. I believe he healed Trey to where he's now able to play and is in a position to potentially go really high in the NFL draft.
Yeah, Ashley Smith with the University of Tennessee. What does UT mean to you? It's your alma mater. You've come back, and now working in a major role with UT. What's that meant to you?
Yeah, UT has meant the world to me. UT enabled me the opportunity to work for Pat Summit as a student manager my first 3 years of college, and then Holly Warlick my senior year. I feel that my relationships at UT and the experiences I gained here took me to the NCAA, where I had an opportunity to play national championships in 19 different sports across divisions 1, 2, and 3. And then UT has provided me an opportunity to come back and really grow my career. So absolutely love this place. You know, we say Rocky Top is home sweet home to me, and that's truly how I feel. The people who make up this university are top notch and some of the best, professionals in the country. And so I'm just really proud to be a Vol and proud to represent my state as a member of our athletics department.
Do you have a Pat Summit story or biggest thing you think you learned being around Pat Summit?
Yeah, and Pat always said that you would win in life with people. And so I remember one day myself and probably, I'd say maybe four other basketball managers, we were sitting in our women's basketball conference room, and Coach Summit would get like just a closet full of posters and balls and cereal boxes and just anything you can name that people would send in wanting to have her autograph. And so we were all sitting in a room, and it was probably about 3 hours, and we were literally like passing, it was like an assembly line, just passing things back and forth while she would sign them. So she would always take the time to just pour into us and give us life stories. And I remember just asking her, did she ever think, you know, she would become the winningest coach in America at the time? That's what she was. And so she told me no. She said that she started out coaching women's basketball because she just loved the game and she wanted to help young women. And she never thought that she would be, you know, the pioneer to get the game to where it is today. And so she just told us, whether we are dealing with, you know, a janitor or a CEO of a company, to always treat people with respect. Always stay humble. Never forget where you come from. And remember, at the end of the day, it's the people, the fans who support the program that enable us to do what we do and have the jobs that we have. And so I think as I've, you know, gone about my career path, I always remember what she's instilled inside of me as far as being a good person, treating people respectfully.
Well, Ashley, a couple more things and I'll get you out of here. What about Jeremy Pruitt? You're working with him now within UT's football program. Is there anything you see behind the scenes from Jeremy Pruitt that maybe we don't see? What would you say about working with Tennessee's head football coach?
Yeah, I absolutely love Coach Pruitt. And I think that I get a unique perspective, or have a unique perspective as it relates to him. I think that, you know, when he's doing press conferences and whatnot, people see the football coach, but I get a chance to work with Jeremy Pruitt, the man, every single day. And he's someone who, he truly believes in his staff, and he empowers us to do what we need to do. But I would say at the same time, I think Coach Pruitt is such a progressive thinker. You know, it's not very common. You don't see a lot of women who are leading player development staffs in the country, let alone in the SEC. But Coach Pruitt wasn't afraid to make a non-conventional hire. And so I feel like his leadership then inspired me to do something different with V-Flight. Like I said, in the past, we've called it the Vol for Life program. But I said, you know what, let's just go out there and let's take a brave step and just see how people respond. And so I, like I said, really enjoy working for Coach Pruitt. I'm grateful for his leadership. I'm grateful for him believing in me and giving me this opportunity.
Yeah. So are you hoping that the position you're in at a place like the University of Tennessee, that inspires others, that sets some kind of example for younger people that are probably watching you and what you do?
Yeah, I definitely hope so. And even in February, I had a chance to attend the NFL Women's Careers in Football Forum. And so women all over the country came together working in both, you know, the collegiate space and a few maybe interns in the NFL space to come and talk about the place that women have in football. And so I think so many of us who were there have now gone on and we're working in athletics departments somewhere in the league. And so, yeah, I hope and that my role and that, you know, doing a good job in this role will inspire other young women to see that women have a place in football and we have a unique perspective and a lot that we can add to the game. And at the same time, I'm hoping that this will open the eyes of different people who can make those hiring decisions to see, hey, women have value and we do in fact want them to be a part of our staffs and maybe some non-conventional roles.
Well, what have I missed? Is there anything that anything else people should know about what you do or what's going on with Tennessee's football program?
I would just say that we have a lot of exciting things in store for, you know, fans and just supporters of the program to be able to just get a piece of the University of Tennessee, especially as it relates to VFlight. So I would just encourage people to continue to, you know, get on social media, watch our Tennessee football account, and just get ready for a fun ride.
Be nice in those mentions, right?
Absolutely. Be kind. Yeah. Spread love, not hate.
I agree with that. Also, I do have to ask, was it your idea for Trey to quote Peyton Manning when he announced he's coming back? Whose idea was that?
I'll be honest, Trey did it all himself. He came up with the speech on his own. So that's another thing about Trey. He's just very creative. He does his research. He's very thorough, especially as it relates to, you know, public speaking. And that was such an incredible day because, again, our mom, she always told us the importance of, you know, getting your degree and having an education. So the fact that he was able or made the decision to come back and honor her, it was just a really sweet day.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Ashley, it's great to talk to you. Great to learn more about what you're doing with UT football as well. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Ashley Smith. If you've listened to the show before, you've heard me say how much I respect Trey Smith. He's a terrific football player. He was named first team All-SEC by the coaches earlier this week, but even more impressive off the field. And I think Trey's going to make a big impact, not just as a professional football player, but in whatever else he does off the field in the future. And hearing Ashley Smith there, she has been doing that and will continue to into the future. I'm going to come back here on the final segment of Locked On Vols. Tennessee basketball moves to 6-0 with its win against USC. Upstate, some final notes for you here in the final segment of Locked On Vols. It's coming up next. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Tennessee did get the win against South Carolina Upstate on Wednesday night. It was an 80-60 win for Tennessee. The Vols were huge favorites going into the game, and credit to Upstate. The team was able to keep itself in the game largely by hitting a bunch of threes. SC Upstate was 9 of 18 from behind the three-point line. And I mentioned after the previous game that Tennessee won against St. Joseph's that Tennessee had just been so good at keeping opposing teams from hitting shots from the outside. That was not the case on Wednesday. That's actually maybe a good thing for Tennessee. That'll give Rick Barnes something to look at on film. That'll give him something, him and his staff, to look at on film. He and his staff will be able to show his team, hey, look, if we don't do this right, this could happen. And part of it is just shots going in, of course. But going into SEC play next week, having a game that's a little bit closer. Tennessee still won the game by 20 points. And at no point did it feel like Upstate might have a chance to pull off the upset against Tennessee. But still, the Vols were more than 30-point favorites. I think by tip-off, Tennessee was like a 34-point favorite in that game, and instead it was a 7-point game at the half, and it was a 7-12 point game for a lot of the second half. In the end, Tennessee got out of there with the win, 80-60, and Tennessee, having played three games in the last week, that had to be tiring. Tennessee played on Friday, on Monday, and on Wednesday, and obviously Tennessee's a better team than Upstate. That was still shown throughout the game. Victor Bailey Jr. led Tennessee in scoring again. He had 18 points. He hit 2 of 4 three-point attempts. He was the only guy that took more than 10 shots in the game. He was 8 of 12 from the field and continues to be a bright spot, I think, for Tennessee. Josiah Jordan James was impressive to me in a number of different ways. He did a bunch of things. As I don't know that he's going to lead Tennessee in scoring very often. Probably won't lead them in rebounding very often. But he had 11 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. And being able to do a number of different things is something that Josiah Jordan James is going to offer to Tennessee all season long. Santiago Vescovi had 8 assists for Tennessee, and he hit 3 of his 6 three-point attempts. And that, to me, is good. If Vescovi can hit outside shots and he can distribute and make plays passing the basketball, then Tennessee's offense is really going to cause problems for opposing teams. But in this game, Tennessee shot 31% from behind the three-point line. The opponent shot 50%. That's an advantage for the other team. Tennessee got to the free throw line a bunch again, and that to me is a really good sign. Tennessee has done a good job of getting to the free throw line, and when you have length and athleticism on your side and you have a size advantage in some ways, you stand a better chance to get to the free throw line, and that can often be the difference in games. So Tennessee is done with the pre-SEC non-conference play. There's one more non-conference game to go against Kansas with the Big 12 SEC Challenge, and who knows, maybe something else could get scheduled with the way things have gone. But Tennessee gets ready for Missouri coming up next week. Missouri is unbeaten, and the Tigers had a somewhat fortunate win against Bradley the other night. Bradley led throughout, and then Missouri was able to stage a late-game comeback and hit a shot with a second to go. It was an and-one play with the free throw being good to give Missouri a one-point win. But Missouri has also beaten Oregon. Mizzou beat Illinois a couple of weeks ago. It's a quality team that Konzo Martin has, and both teams will spend time getting ready for next Wednesday. And I think it'll be a good game. And seeing Tennessee go through SEC play, the Vols will be the favorites going into the start of conference action and will obviously be more challenged than in games against Upstate and St. Joe's and against Appalachian State, Tennessee Tech, teams like that. But this Tennessee basketball team looks like it's ready to go, and the effort continued to be there. Rick Barnes is going to have some things to pick out of this game, and again, I think that's a good thing for Tennessee's basketball team. But the Vols are 6-0 heading into conference play, and next Wednesday, I think the fun begins following the Vols on the hardwood. So we'll have more time next week leading up to Wednesday night's game to talk about it. I'll be doing that for sure. I wanted to get you a recruiting note before the show ends, as there is still the second signing period, which will take place in February, and really it's just signing day on February 3rd. And I saw from 247 Sports that defensive tackle Tywan Malone is still considering six schools. Tennessee is among them. Ole Miss has very much been in play. Texas A&M appears to be in the picture. Florida State, Rutgers, and USC are trying to push, as is Tennessee. And Tennessee has been, I think, one of his top two or three teams for a while now. And in the report from 247 Sports, it does mention that Tennessee stability is a concern, according to sources, and how could it not be? I'm sure for any undecided recruit out there, not knowing exactly what's going on with Tennessee staff would be a bit of a concern. One thing that should help is that between now and February 3rd, Tennessee should be able to provide some sort of answer to Malone with the direction of the program, at least heading into 2021. But remember, Malone is a two-sport prospect. He's a really good baseball player. He's a defensive lineman, number 5 defensive tackle in the country in the composite ranking, but plans to play baseball as well. And being in the SEC could help Tennessee. You're also competing against Ole Miss and Texas A&M. So from within the conference, those schools are going to be a couple of challengers. They may be the top two teams to beat. We'll see in the end. But Tywan Malone still has Tennessee on his list, as the Vols are hoping to close out with some more help in the 2021 class. And, of course, there are still answers to come with Tennessee's coaching staff with what will happen with the future of the program. That is going to do it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a great Christmas. I hope you have a great holiday weekend with whatever you might be doing. If you're traveling, be safe out there. Thank you for hanging out on today's show. Thanks for supporting the show. Everybody who has helped spread the word or left a rating and review for the show, it is such a big help to Locked On Vols, and I really do appreciate it. Again, have a great Christmas, have a great holiday weekend, and I will see you again on Monday on Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.